Ever feel like you're getting walked all over? Or feel like people just cross the line with you? Let's talk. Let me show you how to establish some safety boundaries. Over the years of teaching live seminars and doing over 5,500 presentations, a very common question that comes up is, Kirk, how do I create safety boundaries? And this person that stands up in the audience and asks this question, they don't realize that at the last class, another person stood up, and at the last class before that, and before that, and before that. This is a very common question that we as people, we have a door on the front of our house, and that usually is the only safety thing we have in our life, or maybe we have an alarm system, but what we have is we have these physical things around us that are our safety protection. But when you start to open yourself up for relationships, you know, to be in a relationship with someone, and maybe you have kids, you start to really feel, notice the word feel, you start to feel like others are crossing your boundaries. Like they're crossing the line. You give of yourself to others, but it's like, wait a minute, it feels like they're on this side of the line and something doesn't feel okay anymore. And so usually the people who stand up and ask this question are moms, wives, business owners, and then people who are dating, because they have lines and this person they're dating crossed the line. You know, you've heard that term before, cross the line. So we don't get trained in school about mental and emotional boundaries. We don't get taught this. It's not in first grade. It's not in seventh grade. It's not in 12th grade. And even in college and universities, I don't know if they talk about personal boundaries. Somewhere along the way, I guess we had to figure this out ourselves of how to establish these mental and emotional and energetic boundaries. So I'm going to help you with this so that you can actually create some safety lines around you and you know what to do when somebody crosses that line. So I really believe a great place for you to start is to pick literally three safety boundaries. Now, these look like signs on a pole, and there's a reason for that. You know, when you drive down the road, you will see all different types of signs on poles, and it'll say, no U-turn, you know, wrong way, yield, stop, you know, in a crosswalk. There's all these signs all around us. And so as a visual representation, as you are out and about in the world, I hope you start looking at the different types of signs that there are that are literally establishing some kind of rule or boundary or safety feature that helps all of us. And so as you look around and you see all these different signs, start to imagine that one of those signs on a pole, you get to literally visually in your mind with visualization skills, get to grab one of those and stick it in the ground right in front of you. And wherever you go, that sign on that pole, that you choose what it's gonna say, you're gonna choose what it says, but it stays right here in front of you. And then you pick a second one and you put it in the ground, you pick a third one and you stick it in the ground. So really, visually, mentally, in front of you, there are three different signs or postings that describe your rules of engagement with you. Yeah, your rules of engagement. So when somebody is in your life, you have these three rules that help you know where the line is, and also the other people will find those lines or you'll share those lines with them. So you got these three different signs. Now, you gotta think about, okay, now what would you want your signpost to say? How would you figure that one out? Like, what would you want it to say? Well, maybe you think about where people are crossing the line with you. Where does your line get crossed most often? Because just like any private land that's not marked, the public will go across that private land. If there's no posting of any signs, it's assumed public. And maybe because you have no signs posted, it just seems like the public can just walk all over you. They can say whatever they want to you. They can do whatever they want. And that's because you have no posting. So you're thinking, what three signs could I post so that my presence is literally posted? So maybe one of your signs is no disrespect. Or maybe in the reverse order, it's high levels of respect. And that's on your sign. And so if somebody begins to disrespect you, if somebody begins to disrespect you, you know, wait a minute, this is one of my signs. I got to now, as a landowner, you know, or owner of yourself, you now are going to say something about it. And if they are saying things to you that are hurtful and they're disrespecting you, now you know, wait a minute, I got a sign. I can say something because I've posted this and I made a decision. This is here to protect me. Hey, hold on a second. I know you're saying stuff to me, but we got to talk differently because I'm feeling disrespected right now. You see, it's tough to stand up for something when it's not even decided and it's not even posted. So remember, this is a mental and emotional way to create some safety boundaries around you. So maybe one of them is high levels of respect. Another sign you could post is be gentle with me. You can come up with whatever ones you want. You can say, you know, your sign that you post could say, you know, keep out. It could be private. It could be, you know, no dumping here. I saw that sign on the side of the road one time. It says no dumping here. And I thought, I like that sign. Nobody gets to dump on me. So let's say you use the no dumping sign and a friend of yours starts to unload and they're dumping on you all their emotions and all their problems. Because now you've posted this sign in your mind, you could in that moment go, whoa, friend, hold on a second, hold on. We got to change the conversation because I just don't do this anymore. I'm sorry. I don't do this anymore. But you can be very polite about upholding your signs of high respect, don't dump on me. Because those are your signs. You picked them. You picked your safety boundaries so that you don't get all the heaviness of somebody dumping on you and you don't allow people to disrespect you. But you've picked them and you've posted them. Pick it and post it. Now, can you have more than three? Absolutely. I would not have less than three. I would not have less than three. But at least three so that you can begin to protect your space. Choose the boundary. Choose what can help you. In a place that you felt weak, in your mind, see the post there. And when somebody starts to challenge it, which will be rare, but when it happens, you get to just very calmly, and this is what I do. I just very calmly put my hands up, because when I put my hands up like this, I don't look at them and do this. I just put my hands up like this. Sooner or later, they calm down talking and they go, what's wrong? And I go, hey, no dumping. Don't dump on me. I just, this is too much for me. I used to be able to handle it, but I'm just like, no, too much. And, or maybe they're disrespecting me and I go, you know, if you want to change the way you're talking to me, we can talk, but I'm feeling some disrespect and I got to walk away. That's why I tell them, I got to walk away unless you do something different. You don't have to stand there and take it. You can just hold your signs and you can walk away. You can. Give them a chance to change, though. Give them the chance to change. Three. Boom, boom, boom. Three different ones. Because up until this point, I bet you haven't picked three, and I bet you haven't posted three. And then after you post them, you give the people a chance to recognize that you do have some lines you've drawn in the sand that you don't let people cross anymore with you. And now you say something about it, and if they still don't want to change, then you can walk away. You can go in the other room, You can sit in the car until they change, you know, whatever your circumstance is. But to create some safety boundaries, because if not, you're being walked over and you're not feeling good and you're feeling used, abused, and you're just feeling like this isn't working for me. So establish those three and do that today. Now, I did have a person that I was working with who literally went and made signs. They really did. They went and made signs and they put them in their house because they wanted to see them, like really see them. And they made, got these, it was out of wood. They made these wood poles and with this sign on it. And so they would stand behind their signs. And so they visually could sense and feel this. And this is pretty extreme, but they did this. But wow, it was a game changer. Because when they were around family and friends, they could feel so much safer and so much more confident because they established the lines. And nobody crosses the lines. And if they do, you get to have a conversation with them, get to forgive them, and then you get to position yourself differently, meaning walk away or just not have conversations with that person anymore. But what if they're your spouse? What do you do? Well, if they're your spouse, you get to have conversations. Because if we don't draw lines in the sand, what happens is they just do whatever they want. And there's no safety. We must be the ones to establish those safety guidelines. And that you can do today. Now that you have some safety boundaries, now it's time to stand up to them, right? And hold those lines. Something that will help you, number one, is to subscribe. You know, definitely subscribe so you can catch all the great training I'm sharing with you. Number two is click the link below so that I can share with you some additional training on how to manage the thoughts inside your head. That's a really big support to you in holding those lines, is to be able to have good, strong thoughts, positive thoughts that are going on inside your mind. So click the link below and you'll see the additional training I have for you. Awesome, thank you.